All right, we'll figure it out. We'll call the tech guys, but for today we'll have to do we'll do it like this. All right, so let's get started. So yesterday we started the sugya of Imvat Nisal Chachila, and we just really touched the surface. So today, and Bez Hashem Sunday, probably into Monday a little bit also, we'll see how far we get, we'll be continuing this the sugya of Imvat Nisal Chachila, which is pretty much the rest of Siman Saditas, you know, from Si'if Hei and onward in Siman Saditas. So what we discussed yesterday is whether the Yisra of Ein Mevat Nisal Chachila is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. And we said if you read the Rishonim, you get the impression that it's either or, that either it's a Din D'Oraisa or it's a Din D'Rabbanan, but it's not necessarily some combination of the two, or depending on the situation, sometimes yeah, sometimes no. It either is, it's either a Din D'Oraisa or it's a Din D'Rabbanan. However, we then pointed out that when you look in Achronim, you start to see certain chilukim, you start to see certain differences. So the first difference we saw yesterday from the Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Tshuvas Nedev Yehuda, that Ein Mevat Nisal Chachila on a Yavish be Yavish must be a Din D'Oraisa, right? We gave the example, it can't be that you can have a trefa salami and you could just say, oh, I would love to be able to eat this, so I'll go and I'll buy two kosher salamis, unwrap them both so they look exactly the same, close your eyes and juggle them so you don't have any idea which one is which. And now, oh, now it's chad betray batel, so it's yavesh b'yavesh, and now it's mutin. There's no way that you're allowed to do that. That can't possibly be the case. And there are rayas, okay, but that's the Nadi B'Yehuda. That's the first exception to Ein Mevat Nisal Chachila, meaning to suggesting that even if Ein Mevat Nisal Chachila is only asar on a Darabanan level, but when it's yavesh b'yavesh, it's got to be asar on a Daraisa level. Right, even if it's only us on the Rabbanan level, that's only by lach b'lach. That was the Tshuvas Nedev Yehuda. As you take a look today for exception number two at the Tshuvas Avnei Milum. The Avnei Milum in the back of the Sefer has a series of tshuvos, not really tshuvos, right? You get the sense at least. It's like what the Shach writes about the Trumas Hadeshen. Shach writes that many of the tshuvas, he doesn't say all, but he says that it's the derech of the Trumas Hadeshen to write a lot of tshuvas to questions that he was not asked. But just when you wanted to write an essay, sometimes easier to just throw all the, you know, all of your Torah into one sefer, so you can have your Shalos Tshuvos in there and your Chidush Torah. But you want to keep consistency, so you want to give it the same style, so you have it as a Shaila and Tshuva sefer. You have like the Shagas Aryeh is like that. Shagas Aryeh, it doesn't seem that there were too many Shailas that the Shagas Aryeh was actually asked that he was answering, unless like he, I mean. You know, unless he told people what to ask him, because like that he happened to have like knockout lumdus on every single thing that he was asked about, and that like no one had a story. It's all about like Birkas Kriya Shema or like whatever. Like there's a, you know, just like regular sugyas. There's no way, obviously, that those are actually shalos and tshuvos. So in the Avnei Milum, you have a similar thing. So in the back of the Avnei Milum, in Siman Yuches, he has a tshuva that discusses Ein Mevat Nisal Chachila and suggests another way how sometimes it's D'Oraisa and sometimes it's Rabbanan. And what he does is he deals with the kasha of the Mishnah LeMelech. Let's start like this. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Gimel, discusses the concept of Machilin Oso Hakal Hakal Tchila, that if a person has to eat on Yom HaKippurim, so you give him the lesser Isser first. You don't go straight for the very worst thing. If he has to eat, so you do the lesser Isser first. That's how we do Pachos Mikashir before we do Ishir Shalem. If a person has to have something not kosher to save his life, you do an Isser Losase before you give him something that's worse than a Losase. And that's the discussion. That's where the famous the Ran quotes Shitas Arayvid, that if a person has a cow in his backyard and he has non-kosher meat in the fridge and it's Shabbos and he's got to eat meat, the doctor says he has to eat meat, so you would think, oh, the cow in the backyard, if I were to shecht it, that's an Isser Skila, that's Chil Shabbos. The Nevela in my fridge, that's only an Isser Losaset. Okay, definitely eat the Nevela in the fridge, but the Ran quotes from the Arayvid, a great Chiddush, that if you need to eat 10 kazesim of it, then it might be better to shecht the cow in the backyard. Because shechting the cow in the backyard is going to be one Isser Skila. But if you're eating Nevela for every Kazayas, you're getting a separate Isser. So maybe it's better to do one big Isser than to do 10 small Isserim. And that's the basis for Rav Yosef Engel's essay on quantity and quality, Kamos Ve'Echos, when it comes to mitzvos and averus. When do we assume that a high quantity outweighs a certain amount of quality? But be that as it may. So in that sugya of Machilos Kala Kal Tchila, The Gemara says as follows: Misha achzo bulmos. A person is ill. So machilu asakala kaltchili. Give him the lesser issa first, and therefore the Gemara plays it out. Tevel nevela machilu asa nevela. Tevel is misa b'de shemayim. Nevela is a regular losase. It's malchus. So you give him nevela rather than tevel. Tevelu shviyis, shviyis. Tevelu truma. Which one is worse for the guy to eat tevel or to eat truma? Tanayhi. That's a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya machilin also tevel. They machilin also truma. But bentema omer truma avelo tevel. Machlokas tanoim whether you give him tevel or truma. Omer Rabba hecha de efshar bechulin kuliyam lepligin demaskinin lei masfinin lei keep ligi b'dolo efshar bechulin mars over tevel chamler over truma chazi lekohen. So one shita is that tevel is chamer, truma is at least roy for a kohen. Mars over truma chamura avol tevel chazi letkune. That tevel you can fix. There's nothing you can do about truma to make it better. So maybe tevel is more kal because there's a way to make tevel better. So the very fact that it's yesh lo matirin, so to speak, using that term a little bit out of context, but the very fact that there's a way to make it better makes it more kal. So that's the machlokas in the Gemara. Comes along the Mishnah Lemelech in his Prashas Drachim in Drush Yotes, and the Mishnah Lemelech asks the following: he says, why not just be mafresh truma and then mix the truma with the chulin? Meaning that way, what do you accomplish? I mean, what's the Gemara Shaila? What should I give the guy? Should I give the guy truma or should I give the guy tevel? That means what you have in front of you is tevel. He needs to eat all of it, whatever amount, whatever the kamus is that you have in front of you, he needs to eat all of it. So what should I do with it? Should I just give it to him as is, as tevel? Or should I be mafresh truma, so 98% of it is going to be good, but 2% of it's going to be an issur of truma, and he's going to have to eat the whole thing. So that's the Mishnah Lemelech. I have a great idea. Be mafresh the truma, then throw it right back in, and mix it around. And then the truma is going to be batel. Oh, truma is not batel b'shishim. Truma is batel b'mei. That's midrabban. On a daraisa level, truma is batel b'rov. So midoraisa, when we're looking from a daraisa perspective, take be mafresh the truma, throw it back in, and then all he's going to be violating is an issur derabbanan of truma, not an issur daraisa. I aim mevata nisur l'chachila might be an issur daraisa. Yeah, but it's less of an issur than eating tevel. Meaning, even if aim mevata nisur l'chachila is a din daraisa, what is it? What kind? It's not a los essay in the Torah. It's at worst an issur essay. So even if you hold this nisur daraisa, it's certainly less of an issur than eating tevel. It's not even a lav. It's an issur bi'alma. So the Avnei Milum goes on to discuss the issue of violating an Isser to save somebody else from an Isser, because that's part of the issue over here. Because what do you mean? I'm going to go and be Mevatel an Isser? That may be an Isser Daraisa for me to do that. Why? So that guy, so that patient should be able to eat without violating anything? Why should I? So that, of course, is the Sugya of Rediyas HaPas, and the Avnei Milum goes on to discuss that a little bit. Okay, so that's, you know, a point of focus, but not our point of focus. And then the Avnei Milum comes back to answer this question in the Mishnah Lemelech. The Avnei Milum ultimately answers as follows: Yirol anias daiti, dahacha min haTorah aser, mishum daanu musharin ala truma shalo nafsi dena. Kedichsev mishmarta mishmeres trumosai kedtan parachas de trumas, umin haTorah tzarich shimur shalo nafsi truma. See, by truma, there's a mitzvah midoraisa of shmiras truma, that you need to protect your truma, that you can't ruin its truma status. And that's how the Rambam writes in the 12th article of truma, v'paskins u'kishem evatel truma v'toh chulin, harei ne'epach ha'isr lehetin, v'nasa mitruma chulin dach rev lahatos. Meaning, the problem with being mevatel truma is that it works. Once you're mevatel truma, you've ruined the truma. I mean, you're right, it works, and now it takes away the Isser of Truma, but you have violated an Isser d'oraisa of being Shomer the Truma, of protecting the Truma. You've ruined Truma actively. Because now you don't have any Truma. And the Torah says you have to be Shomer the Truma. So if by Nevelus and Trefus, being mevatel l'silchachil is only an issur d'rabbanan, says the Avnei Miluim,
But being mevatel truma and kachim, where there's a mitzvah shmira, is an isidor raisa. So that's our second qualification. That the din of mishmeres shumasi is lashon rabbim to explain it even applies to truma tluya, right? We have this din of shmira that we have by truma and by kachim. So if you take truma and you're mevatel it in your chalent, it's a terrible violation of the shmira on the truma. And that would be a violation of Batlis Hilchila on a Doraisa level. Meaning, the Isser of Batlis Hilchila is not really about being Mevatel the Isser. It's about a violation of Mishmeres. It's about a violation of the Shemira of Truma. You know, it's not about the Bittel per se. It would turn out, what's the source of Batlis Hilchila? Yeah, but yesterday, what's the source? What's the sugya? Zro b'shele is kachim. Right, so that would turn out to be a little bit of a problem. Meaning the whole machlokas, whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, is within the sugya of zro b'shele. Do we take those psukim literally, or is it just an asmachta? And what the Avnei Milum is suggesting is, even if it's just an asmachta, and that's only derabanan. What Zohar B'Shela teaches us is only derabanan, but to be mevatel truma or kachim, that would be d'oraisa. It means Zohar B'Shela is kachim. So in the Ha'aros, written by the son of the Avnei Miluim, on the bottom of the Avnei Miluim, he points out that there is no Mishnah that says Eim Mevatel Nesil Chachila. The fact that the Gemara assumes it is based on the Mishnah and Trumas, but according to this chiddush, that truma is different, it's difficult to know how in the world the Gemara knew to extend in mevatlis l'chachilu to other areas as well, because the Gemara does assume it at the beginning of Masechet Beitzah when it talks about muksa. The Gemara talks about mevatlis l'chachilu, right? The Gemara talks about, yeah, firewood that was muksa on Yantiv. What does it mean it was muksa? It wasn't chopped before Yantiv. It was still growing from the ground before Yantiv. So the Gemara talks about being marbo of a mevatlo, adding more firewood that was designated for yantif use to be mevatlit. Ein mevatlo nisil chachila. So the Gemara assumes ein mevatlo nisil chachila outside of the world of truma. So if the source is really from Zohar B'Shela, then you kind of have a problem, because okay, by Zohar B'Shela, by truma, then you can have Eim Mevatel Nesil Shmira. But to then know automatically that you're going to apply it to other areas in the Torah, that's, Ilchari, you would need a source for it. You know, this idea of Shmira is how they quote from Rav Chaim, Soloveitchik's quote from his grandfather, of the basis for the minhag of stealing the Afikomen. A number of different minhagim and Klal Yisrael about how to handle the afikomen. So I think Rav Yitzchak Lichtenstein writes this in the Siach HaGrid Agada, that the idea of the hiding of the afikomen wasn't really about stealing the afikomen, it was about hiding it. Why do you have to hide it? Because what's the afikomen for? So it's Machlokas Rishonim, what the afikomen is meant to commemorate, right? It's Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's a Zeichel Karban Pesach. The Rush writes in the end of Arvi Pesach that it's Zeichel Karban Pesach. Whereas Rashbam held that no, that's the Ikar Mitzvah of Matzah. But we assume generally the Ikar Mitzvah of Matzah is earlier in the Seder. And the Afikoman is Zeichel Karm Pesach. Ooh, Zeichel Karm Pesach means it's kachim, means it needs Shmira. So you can't just leave it lying around the house. So they'd be Matzniyayit, they would hide it. So it would turn out that the way many families observe this practice of having children hiding it and it ends up in the back of a toilet bowl or something, you know, is the exact opposite of what the original Kavana was supposed to be, that it's really supposed to be within a Shemira, because it's kachim, so you have to protect it. That's what the Netziv writes in his Hakdama to his Haggadah Zimrei Shether, that's why we wear a kittel on the night of the Seder, because they used to wear begadim chashuvim to eat kachim, for achilas kachim. So since they're eating Karm Pesach, so it's a zeicha till Karm Pesach that you wear a kittel. Right? There are different explanations also, but that's what the Netziv writes in the Imre Shefer Haggadah. Soloveitchik explained that we wear a kittel on Yom Kippurim having nothing to do, a lot of times people like to connect. You know, not only that, there are those that have practiced dafka to wear on Yom Kippur still with the wine stains from the Seder, dafka to show that the avodah that they did in Maisa Mitzvos is there to be omed lufneihem on Yom Kippur. But Salvation Brothers is a totally different issue. On Yom Kippur, it's because most of the time you have a din on Shabbos of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. And the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that I think it was Rabbi Yochanan used to refer to his Malbushim as Machbudosai, that which gives Kavod, that which is Mechabedim. Meaning the greatest expression of Kavod is clothing. Oneg, how do you do Oneg? Oneg is by eating and drinking, enjoying, sleeping, things like that. That's how you do Oneg. Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbos, so the Chori, you should have a very intense Shabbos kind of experience on Yom Kippur. Problem is, you can't do Oneg on Yom Kippur, or at least the normal way we do Oneg. So we got to double down on the Kavod. And that's why we wear a special beged, dafko, to wear a kittel. That's what Salvation explained, Shabbat told us what Salvation explained, that we wear a kittel on Yom Kippur. But on the Seder night, it's because of Karban Pesach. Now, Avikomen is supposed to represent, at least according to the Rishonim we pass in light, it's supposed to represent it's supposed to represent the Karban Pesach, and therefore there's a din of Shemira. Okay, but that's the second chiluk, rather, the Avnei Miluin, the chaluk between Truma and Kachem on the one hand, and everything else, Shari Surim on the other hand. Do we have any questions over here? Could Rebbe summarize the two qualifications of the Avnei Miluin Nisr according to the Avnei Miluin? Two qualifications? I think it's one qualification. No, that even if you hold it's only a din derabanan by Shari Surim, but by Kachem and Truma it's a din derais because it's a violation of Shemira, that you haven't protected it because you've ruined it. That's the whole vart. I just said it in many, many more words. If Eim Vat Nisil Chachila is derabanan, what's the problem of having Zerua B'Sheila as an Asmachta? Yeah, in Achnami, it's just odd that we're saying that we're using something that wouldn't actually be an example. As an asmachta, meaning it would be a more extreme example. What's Pshat in the Chazan wearing a kittel for Geshem and Tal? Also a good question. I don't know. Rabbi Moshe Benovitz spoke to the boys in Shalavim recently, and my son told me he spoke on Leil Hoshana Rabbah. So they always say that Leil Hoshana Rabbah is really the end of the din, and it's really more important than the Ilah and Yom Kippur, and it's, you know, whatever. So he said, you know what? I've never heard anyone say that Hoshana Rabbah is more important than Ni'ilah and Yom Kippur. Right before Ni'ilah and Yom Kippur. No rabbi ever got up and said, right before Ni'ilah and Yom Kippur, you know, this is kind of important. Ooh, but Hoshana Rabbah, you know, that's never happened. And maybe that's a little curious. So I'm not sure why we wear kittel for other things as well, but there's certainly this sense of this ongoing did. Yeah. Is not specifically by Truma. Yeah, yes. So the Chavis Das, a third chiluk. Okay, are we good? Where is the makor for the comment about clothing as mechabdosa? Yeah, it's a gemara in a few places in Masechta Shabbos. I actually just wrote something for my next sefer on Big Day Shabbos. I can send you the piece, but it's in a few places in Shabbos. I don't remember the exact date. The Chavis Das has a third chiluk. Chavis Das and Sifkat and Ches over here suggest that it might depend whether the item is Nisra Chilo or Nisra Hana'a in determining Eim Mevatel Nisra Chilo. Being Mevatel Nisra Hana'a is a violation of getting Hana'a from the item. Meaning, if you're Mevatel Nisra Hana'a, then Lamaisa, you got Hana'a from it. Because now it's Batel, now I'm enjoying it. Because now that it's Batel, I'm able to benefit from it. If it were just an Nisra Achila, so you could say that you maybe are allowed to be in Vatel Nisra Achila on a Daraisa level, but by Yisurei Hana'ah, it's got to be also a Vatel on a Daraisa level. This similar, the Yeshuas Yaakov writes something similar in Hilchus Chanukah, in Simen Tav Reish Ayin Zayin, in Arachayim, in Sif David, Shulchan Aruch over there says that Hanosar B'yom HaShmini Min HaShemen, if you have some extra oil left over on the eighth day of Chanukah, so make a madura, make a little bonfire and burn it separately, because it was designated for the mitzvah. But if it gets mixed with other shemen and it's not enough to be mevatel it, Yesh mi she'omer she'ein lo hosif alav kedei levatel. Yesh mi she'omer, says the Shulchan Aruch, can't be mevatel that shemen l'chachilah. Meaning there are two ways, as we see in Shulchan Aruch over here, and we'll expound on it. There are two ways to mevatel this l'chachilah. One is to take some misra and drop it into your chalent. And the other way is, if you already have a tarovis, but it's not enough to be mevatel it, to just throw in more heter to be mevatel it. So if you already have a tarovas of the, just one second, of the shemen that took to the mitzvasa with regular shemen, yesh mi shomer that you're not allowed to add in more regular shemen to be mevatel. So Yeshua Yaakov writes that the Magen Avraham asks over there that according to some, you could be mevatel this drabana l'chachila. So why is the shemen different? Shemen is in the siddur abanan, the shemen of Ner Chanukah, it's in the siddur abanan. So Yeshua Yaakov writes, v'nir li l'chalik bein isr she'ino asr rak v'achila, u bein davar she'asr b'hanah. The davar she'asr b'hanah min ha-Torah ein mevatel, shal yidei she mevatel isr, harei nene mikama samaychel sheni tosa. If you have something that's asr b'hanah, and then you're mevatel it, you're going to end up eating it, you're going to end up having more food now, because you were mevatel it. That is hanah. Doing the bittul is not going to be an iser. And then after it's a bittul, you're allowed to eat it without a problem. That's what the Shos Yaakov writes. So here's the third distinction. Even if any bittul is l'chachilah is only an iser drabanan, that's by isurei achilah. But by isurei hana'a, it's an issur d'oraisa, because it is a violation of getting hana'a. The Bach in Beitza Daf Beis and Beis Bedapei Arif says that there's a haga'a in a Rif Yashan, an old text of the Rif, that says that Ein Mevatlin really only applies to Yisurei Achila, but not any other issur. And the way it reads is, Al Gabe Eitzim Betanam Mutter, V'chein B'schach Pasul D'Sukkah, T'nan Behedya, the mevatlin also lechachila berov schach shel heter kiditnana mekaris ukasa b'shvudla baruch samita meinosan shas inosan schach kosher arev umadiv. Meaning he says, well, wait a second. By things that are not yisrachil, there simply is no involvement. Meaning exact opposite direction. That inochinami isuri hanaa, it's a violation of hanaa. But as far as midin ein mevatlin is lechachila, there is no din of being mevatel nisul chachila outside of Yisurei Achila. That's what the Bach quotes from the Rif. That you only find such discussions when it comes to Yisurei Achila.
Yeah. Why would you say that it's different by Achila? At the end of the day, you're eating it.
Yeah, no, because you're not. What you're eating is heter.
But the bittul led to you getting that food to be eaten.
But bittul is not eating. So what you're eating is heter.
Aren't we assuming that in the Achila you're getting hana? We're going to separate the
Achila
and the Hana'a?
No, if it's something that's only an Isra Achila, not an Isra Hana'a, then in Mevatel Nisul Chachila might only be a Din D'Rabbanan. But if it's something that itself is an Isra Hana'a, then it's a violation of the Isra Hana'a to be Mevatel the Isra Chachila. That's the suggestion.
So is the Raya from Sukkah really a good one? Because it's not really being Mevatel Isra, it's being
Mevatel Isra. Yeah, I think that's a good point. Right, meaning by the schach, it's schach pasul. It's not really iser. There's nothing aser about schach pasul. It's just not schach kasha. Okay, do we have any more questions over here? Oh, Yoni, one of the chavs does only be true if the ochel cannot be tasted. Otherwise, what makes the two of them different? How do you get hana from bittul alone? Wouldn't bittul merely be? Yeah, so that's what I was thinking. It's difficult to say that being mevatel is the isra hana. The Isra Hana'a is when you then eat that which you've been mevatel. So we're going to soon see that there's no Isra necessarily to be mevatel Isra. It's to be mevatel Isra to then eat it. Meaning, let's say I have a piece of nevela in my refrigerator. And I also have some kosher meat. But I decide I want to be a vegetarian. So can I take the nevela and the kosher meat, mix it all together and throw it in the garbage? I can't identify it right now. I can't identify which is nevela. Chad betray bottle. It's bottle barov. Wasn't I mevatel isul chachila? That's ridiculous. Of course you can throw it in the garbage, right? You don't have to throw it out separately. So it could be that the geder of a mevatel isul chachila is only when you plan on actually eating it. So it could be that it's viewed as one. We'll see. Rav Soloveitchik has Torah like this. We'll see soon. Questions? Good. Okay. Now, the Ramah in Siman Pei Zayin Sivvav spoke about taking, if you recall, taking water that rinsed meat kelim and mixing it with water that rinsed dairy kelim. I don't know, a good mechanic. It sounds like someone could use one. Taking water that was used to rinse meat kelim with water that was used to rinse milch kelim, and then feeding it to an animal. So the Ramah says not to do that. And the Shach over there in Sivkatim Yutas told us that's only about hot water, because it would only be asur b'hanah if it were derech bishul. So it's got to be hot water. If it's cold water, then it's pashut, not derech bishul. So frekter b'kivei eger, kashuli dimkei milvad hana'a litzer la'arig mitamis or bishul. He says, forget about the asur b'hanah. If you're taking hot water with milch, you can hot water with flesh, you can mix them together. It's an asur bishul. Then it says, Achar kach reisi da'amad b'zah plesi. So then I saw the plesi asked this kasha. V'ulai yesh lomar demayri da hamayim shebashnei hakelim him shishim keneged ha'isir. Ela da'asir la'ari v'lahanos mena da mevatel isir l'chachila v'asir. D'dina de mevatel rak l'ni nachila v'hana'av l'ni bishul lo matzinu kein. V'adayin sarachiyu. So he quotes a plesi that says that maybe it's batel. And then the whole issue that the Ramah is saying is that it's going to be a violation of Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chalchila. So he's not going to worry about Bishul, because there's no Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chalchila when it comes to Bishul Basa B'Chala. But when it comes to Issa Achila and Issa Hana, then there is an Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chalchila. So it's just another qualification within Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chalchila, that it only applies, again, like that Girsas HaRif, and like that the Bach quotes in Maseches Beitza, Rabbi Kivei quotes from the Plesi that it's only legabe yisrei achilen hana. And then finally, another qualification, the Bach writes in Maseches Beitza that for a dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to be mevatel isrei achila. Wow. He writes, Ol matzasi b'mordechai aruch perakamba d'sukah b'shem ravya, b'had d'schach b'ilan d'ukminan b'shechavtan, Pirush irvan batlan bero yatzchach pasul then you're mevatel bero vim tomar aloim vat nesil chalchila yeshlamer the kodem yomtov eino aser eino iser adayim before yantiv it's not iser va'od and the second answer the hadayim mevatlan isil chalchila mitrabanan hu but vahani mili b'makom shenana kigo lechol olahachem avu mitzvah slav lehanasim ooh. So he says, Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chalchila, essentially, and this is going to matter a lot to us right now for the next conversation, Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chalchila is essentially an Issa Hana. Meaning it's essentially telling us, do not benefit from the fact that you're being Mevatel in Issa. And therefore, if all you're going to get out of being Mevatel in Issa is a mitzvah, then that's not called benefiting from being Mevatel in Issa. Because mitzvah's lovely on us. Okay, so those are the qualifications within Ein Mevatlin, right? That Yavish B'Yavish may be different than Lach B'Lach, right? That was the Nedi B'Yuda. Davne Miluim, that Truma and Kachin may be different or are different than Shari Surin. The Chavis Das, a difference between Isra Chila and Isra Hana'a. A difference between, we saw in B'Kivegu B'Shem L'Plesi, a difference between other kinds of Yisurim that are not even Achila or Hana'a. And then the Bach, a Dvar Mitzvah. Five qualifications within Bitul Issur L'Chalchila. Don't think, Rebbe, about Batul Issur is only Asur to eat. Is that relevant for medicines? Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to the medication. Okay. So bottom line, there's a Machlokas HaDepaskin, right? Is Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chalchila Issa D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan. The Shach and Sivkat and Zayin hold that, like Tosos, that it's only Asur Midrabanan, whereas the Pri Chadash in Sefer Mayim Chayim in the Likutim Liardea, Paskins like the Ravid, that it's Nisr Daraisa. And in the article, who sent out that article yesterday from Rabbi Gerstin? What? Dov sent it out? Yeah, very nice article from Rabbi Gerstin. It's great. If anyone ever needs like a connection in Kashrus, he's your man. He's the guy. He knows everything. Meaning he knows about the kashrus world and he's like a serious talmud chacham also. Someone said something?
You'll look very happy.
Oh, okay. So, good job. All right. So, in that article, Rabbi Gerson quoted that Rabbi Belsky, Zichron Levracha, thought that we're not machriya one way or the other. Meaning, there's no clear hachra had a paskin whether a mivat nisul chachil is nisul daraisa or nisul drabana. And therefore, we should be machmir to consider it at least a possible issur daraisa. What does that mean? We should be machmir to consider it a possible issur daraisa. The main afkamina, whether it's nisul daraisa or nisul drabana. So it comes along Rabbi Gerstin in that article, and he says, oh, a bunch of nafkaminas, four nafkaminas, whether it's nisul daraisa or nisul drabana. Number one, so only, by the way, two of which I was planning on saying, but then, that by planning on saying, I mean that I knew, and then Rabbi Gerstin introduced me to another two. The Mishnah in Truma says that if you violated Mivat Nisul Chachila, there's a knas if you did it b'meziv, right? And we pass it like this way in Shulchan Aruch, that it doesn't become batal, or a kones, a person does b'meziv. So Rabbi Kivegra points out, it's a machlokas tanaim, whether a kones shogeg got to mezid in general. Right? If someone does something, if b'mezid there's a knas, do we make a knas of shogeg got to mezid? Where does this really come up? What's the machlokas tanaim? It's really a sugya about Maisa Shabbos. In Meseches Chul. In Meseches Chul and Daf Tez Vav Amin Av. Just to, it's one of these sugyas that like you just have to know because it comes up so much. These questions of Maisa Shabbos come up all the time, so it's important to just like have a basic knowledge of of the fundamentals. Shin Yud Ches Sif Aleph is where you want to look in Shulchan Aruch whenever you get these Maisa Shabbos shadows. But it's a sugi and chulin daf tesvav. It's a three-way machlokas tanaim that you're not allowed to get hana'a from malacha that was done on Shabbos by a Jew. So the Gemara is a three-way machlokas. Going in order from most mekel to most machmir, that Shitas Rav Meir is if the malacha was done b'shogeg, then even the guy who did the malacha and everyone else is allowed to get hana'a from the malacha even on Shabbos itself, totally mutter if the malacha was done b'shogeg. But Shitas Rav Meir is if the malacha was done b'mezid, that on Shabbos nobody's allowed to get hana'a from it, but as soon as Shabbos is over, everybody's allowed to get hana'a from it. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, what you just said about Mezid, that's what I hold about Shogeg. That if the Malach was done to Shogeg, then on Shabbos it's Asr for everybody. On Motzai Shabbos it's Mutter for everybody. If it was done to Mezid, then for the guy who did it, it's going to be Asr forever. But for everyone else, it's Mutter after Shabbos. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan Asandlin, and he says, for Shogeg, for the Avariyah, and it's Asr forever, and everyone else after Shabbos. I mean, what Rabbi Yehuda said about Mezid, I hold about Shogeg. And what if the guy did it with Mezid? Then it's Asr for everyone forever. Right, so you have this fundamental three-way Machlokas Tanaim. So how do we paskin in this three-way Machlokas Tanaim? So the halacha is not so clear. The Torah, one thing is clear. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Sanda, right? But the Torah quotes Machlokas Rishonim, who to paskin like. So Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yud Ches Sif Aleph and Aruch Chaim paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So the middle ground opinion, not the most mekel, not the most machmir. So if malacha was violated b'shogeg, everyone can get hana from it on Motzei Shabbos. And if it was violated b'mezid, then it's eternally usher for the avarian, but mutter for everyone else on Motzei Shabbos. Comes along the Gra, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sivkat and Zayin, paskin like Rabbi Meir. That if the malacha was violated by shogeg, everyone can get an off from it right away. If it was violated by mezid, everyone's allowed to get an off from it after Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah concludes that because it's a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra, b'makom atzorech, you could be somech on the Gra. Okay, you have to figure out what's considered a makom atzorech, right? That's a whole different parasha, but makom atzorech, you could be somech on the Gra, you could be somech on Shitas Rav Meir. Mishnah Berurah also says if it's nisid rabbanan, then also you could be Samech and Ramei. If it's a Drabbanan b'shogeg, then you can get an offer from right away. And also Mishnah Berurah says that if there's a machlokas, whether the action was actually an Avera or not, whether it's Asir, then also you Samech and Ramei. Then also everyone's allowed to get an offer from it, even if you haven't told that it's Asir. So against that backdrop, right, that's the sugya. So if you cook on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat the food. If you did it b'mezid, lo yochal. B'shogeg yochal. According to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda holds Beim Shogeg Beim B'mezid Lo Yochal because Kansu Shogeg got to Mezid.
Right? I mean, Rav Meir is totally makel on shogeg. And comes along Rav Yehuda, he says, no, I think you have to ask for shogeg also. Kansu shogeg atu mezid. So, as we pointed out, it's a machlokas. Therefore, if a person is mevatel l'sil chachila, but he did so b'shogeg, would we say that it's mutter? So, that's tully in this machlokas tanayim l'charen, tully in this machlokas that you have over there. Rabbi Kiveger raises a question then, Shulchan Aruch writes, Avaru bitlo, if a person was mevatel l'yisur, o shariba alav, or he added extra heter when it was already taroves, im b'shogeg mutter, v'im b'meizid aso l'mevatel atzmo l'mhu shalom. If he did it b'shogeg total heter gomer, if he did it b'meizid, then it's also for the mevatel. So if a guy is mevatel l'sil chachil b'shogeg, we say that it's totally fine. But according to half the Rishonim, it's not totally fine. And to make matters worse, not just going to have to Rishonim, it's worse than that. In Shin Yudches, in Or HaChaim, who paskins like Rabbi Yehuda? The Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch himself paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Kiveger says, what's going on over here? So the answer must be that there's a difference between whether you violated a Daraisa or a Darabana. We're only Korei Shogeg Atu Mezid by a Daraisa, but not by a Darabana. And that's how we paskin in Hilcha Shabbos. Remember, that was one of the exceptions of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, if it's a Drabbanan, then everyone paskins like Rav Meir. So we're making over here for a shogeg because it's only a Drabbanan to be mevatel l'sil chachila. Ooh, is that true? That it's only a Drabbanan to be mevatel l'sil chachila? If that is true, then I get it. Then I get why the Shulchan Aruch is so much more makel over here than he is in Hilcha Shabbos. But here you have a nafkamina between Hilcha Shabbos and Hilchos. And Hilchos Ein Mevatel L'sil Chachila, Hilchos Tarovas. So it turns out that this machlokas, whether it's Daraisa or Drabbanan, makes a huge nafkamina, and it plays out in Shulchan Aruch. Whether we're going to be Kodesh Shogat to Mezid. Parenthetically, there is some discussion as to what even qualifies as a Shogat. What counts as a Shogat. Let's say a guy made a mistake in the halacha. He's Toa Bedin. So the Taz and Sivkan Taz says that counts, that's a shogeg. Mishbur and Shin Yuches Sivav also, even by Hilch Shabbos, says it also counts as a shogeg. What if the guy's Omer Mutter? He was Mevatel L'sil Chachila, because I didn't know you all how to do that. Right? He saw some chazer fall into his shalom, he's like, oy vey! And he starts pouring more stuff into his shalom. So it's hard to imagine that he didn't know you're not allowed to do that. But the Pesachei Tshuva Sivkat Nehe says, that's a shogeg, even though it's hard to believe. Marshal is quoted by the Poskim that it's like amazing. And the Ones, Prichados of Katni Beis, also like a shogeg. Ones happens all the time. I mean, not like all the time, but it's not so crazy for it to happen. How would it be an Ones? You have a restaurant where something happened. You know, you had some Isser that. So why does a restaurant have any Isser around? They shouldn't have Isser around, right? Sometimes an ingredient gets in. That they always ordered from the same place, and the supplier figured, it's the same. It's a parallel product. We ran out of the regular product, so they just sent the parallel product without realizing. So a very good hashgacha doesn't let any delivery, get stocked or get put on the shelves, and the chef doesn't see it until the mashgiach sees it first and examines it. Okay, not every hashgacha is a very good hashgacha, and sometimes the mashgiach that's around doesn't really know much. So what happens? The chef takes the wine, the stam yenam, the cooking wine, and he puts it in. And the mashgiach is like, oh man! And the chef is like, I can't throw all this out. I mean, this is the whole night in the restaurant. This is all the food that I've had. I can't throw all this out. So the mashgiach tells him, don't worry, just add more other stuff. It'll be mevatel. Add more kosher wine. Add more other stuff. And it'll be mevatel. So the chef did it. But he thought he was allowed to at that point. So is that a shogeg? Right? Would you say that it works? So Prichadosh says that we can be makel, that it's called a shogeg. In fact, in Shin Yud Ches, Magen Avraham says the same thing. that an ornis is also called a shogig in that regard. Okay, so that's nafka mina number one. What in the mind nafka mina is the raisa de rabbanan? Where's the mishmar? Okay, good. If we hold in the zilchus rabbanan, then will we still apply the principles of ma'isa shabbos sugya here? Meaning you would the way you would on the rabbanan of shabbos, which means not to really. That's the point. Now, nafkamina number two, a much more direct, simpler nafkamina. Prima gadim, siv seida, siv katan zayin. Nafkamina might be, if somebody is chashuram, dinim drabanan, is he chashuram bitalisim? You have to be chashuram that he's mevatalis of the chachil. So if you hold him mevatalis of the chachil, is din daraisa, so he's not going to be chashuram bitalisim. If you hold that he's din drabanan, then he's going to be chashuram on being mevatalisim. Which is funny, right? It comes out a little bit funny. That if it's din drabanan, then we have to be more machmir. That's what Rabbi Gerson pointed out. It's ironic. If mevatalus l'chil is only din drabanan, then I have to be worried that this guy who violates other drabanans violated that too, or is going to violate that. Whereas if it's a din d'arais, I don't have to worry. That's also an interesting thing to say. I mean, what does it mean that a person is chashuv for drabanans? We never violated d'arais. It's like magic. He's going to have halachic intuition to know what's Rabbanu Sarai. I remember I had a Talmud years ago. He now has smicha from YU. He's a lawyer, a rabbi, everything. So he went with his wife right after they got married. They went to Hawaii for a vacation. I always tell all my Talmud, don't go to Hawaii. Your Yerushalayim doesn't go to Hawaii. Shite. Okay. But he didn't ask me first. He went to Hawaii. So, why do you tell people not to go to Hawaii? You have a major dateline issue, a major Shabbos issue. So, okay, there's Piskei Halacha, but why would you want to pass in that Halacha? You know, we just avoid it. There are other beautiful places in the world. So anyway, he went to Hawaii, and the psak that he got was that on the second day of Shabbos, or the first day, I forget which way it works, he should not violate the orices of Shabbos, only violate the rabbanans of Shabbos. So he came back with a sunburn that was like mamish dangerous. Like he probably should have been hospitalized for the sunburn. Because he wasn't sure whether putting on sunscreen is a daraisa or a drabanan. So he wanted to play it safe. He didn't want to violate the daraisa of Shabbos. So he only wanted to violate the rabbanans. Meaning, I hate that psak, you know, because when you pass it for people, you have to understand that people are people, and people are not Rabbi Kiva Eger, you know. So if like Rabbi Kiva Eger asks you, should I go to Hawaii or not? You could say, you can violate the Rabbanan, it's not the Doraisa. You have to be Rabbi Kiva Eger to know what's the Rabbanan and what's the Doraisa. So I don't like giving people that psak, and that's my story. So anyway, so what am I saying? So the chazak over here. So we have this that we're going to say this guy if he's muchzak to violate Yisurim Drabanan. So then in Nafkamina whether bittul is chachil is din Drabanan din Doraisa. I don't know about that. Nafkamina whether people think it's a din Drabanan din Doraisa probably. All right. Third Nafkamina. Rav Bitzal Stern the Tshuvas Bitzal Hachach Mechel Kei Simon Lamites. Another nafkamina. Can you be mevatel lechachil tzarach chol l'shem b'sakana? Ooh, so this comes up all the time because medications, right? If you have a medicine that's isser, so if it's in pill form and you swallow, so you're not going to have a problem anyway, then it's fine. But what if you have a person who can't swallow pills? A 12-year-old girl. It's the most common shaila I get with taking medications that are not kosher, because adults don't take medications that are not kosher, they take pills. But a 12-year-old girl don't always know how to swallow things. So a 12-year-old girl has to take a medication, and it's in liquid form, so it's edible. So, and it has glycerin in it, and you can't trace the source of the glycerin, it's very likely animal glycerin. So what do? So that's a very common shaila. So lechore, if ein vat nisa lechachil is nisa drabanan, l'tzorach chol l'shem b'sakana, you're allowed to do nisa drabanan. If it's nisa daraisa, you're not allowed to do nisa daraisa, l'tzorach chol l'shem b'sakana. It's possible, Rabbi Gerson suggests, that you can ask a guy to do it for you. Ask the guy to be mevatel l'yisir. Ooh, but that suggests that the whole issue of being mevatel l'yisir is doing the Maisa Bittel. That's not so pashut, like we said. That it could be that the Yisr being Vatel, the Yisr, it's one long Yisr of Mevatel and using it. Meaning, that's part of the din of Nasa Beshvila, that's considered the Mevatel himself. Whoever it's done for is considered the Mevatel himself. But you could argue that no, it's Amir Lakum, so you're allowed to do Amir Lakum, Lutzorach, Chachalda, Shein Bel Sakana. Yesh Lodun on that, whether that's true. And then a final nafkamina, whether it's Torah Isid Rabbanan, is a Trumas Sedashin Kufayin Aleph. Trumas Sedashin Sim Kufayin Aleph. And this is very, very Nogel Maisa. He allows grinding kernels of infested wheat if you took the ones that were most obviously infested out first. So the Shach in Yerodeh and Sim Pei David and in Sim Tzadi Beis, if Katan Chas, brings that as a raya that you're allowed to be Mvatal Safik Yisr. Do I know that there are bugs in there? I don't know. If there is a bug in there, it's a beria. So, but once I grind it up, it's not going to be a beria anymore. It's going to be batel b'shishin. Right? One thing I know for sure is that the amount of bugs in there are less than 1/60th of the entire tarovus. Right? That I'm pretty confident about. But if it's a beria, it's going to be a problem. We didn't learn about beria yet. But if it's a beria, it's going to be a problem. So that I can grind it up, thereby taking away its beria status. So the Shach brings out as a right, it could be Mevatel Safik, it's probably Shach L'Shitasa, that the Yisr of Vein Mevatel is only Dirabana. So by a Safik Yisr, you can be Mekel, because Safik Dirabana L'Kula. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that it's totally in this issue. If you hold that it's Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Chav Ches over here, says that it's totally 100% of this issue. If Vein Mevatel is in this Daraisa, so then you can't be Mevatel even a Safik Yisr. This comes up. How does this come up? I had a shayla once. A woman called me up on Friday afternoon. Those are the worst because, you know, they're under the gun and Gourmet Glad is closed and, you know, like there's not enough time to fix it and, you know. So she called up Friday afternoon. She made a soup for Shabbos and she used several bug-sensitive vegetables in the soup, and she thought she had checked the vegetables before because she had checked vegetables and put them on one side of her fridge and unchecked vegetables, you know, put separately, and she accidentally took the unchecked vegetables and put them in the soup instead of the checked vegetables. So now she's got a soup with all sorts of bugs inside of it, or potentially all sorts of bugs inside of it. So she wants to know, can she take her hand mixer, stick it in the soup? It's not what the recipe calls for. It's supposed to be, you know, dill and whatever else. But could she take her hand mixer, put it in the soup, and pulverize everything that's in there, like blend it all together? It'll make for a thicker soup, but it will also crush up all the bugs, and it'll be a bit delicious. So what are you tying up? So if it's only a suffix, sir, right, then it should be okay if Ein Mevatel Nisal Chachil is Nisar Darabana. But if Ein Mevatel Nisal Chachil is Nisar Daraisa, then for a Suffolk Yisr, you have a problem. This is a problem for us a little bit because Rebelsky thought we have to be Machmir that it's Daraisa. It's nice, but the Trumas Sedeshin was a Trumas Sedeshin. And that was the example that Trumas Sedeshin gave, is about grinding wheat. Yeah? Then you have another issue. It may not be a suffix, it may be muhsak bitalayim. Right? It might be muhsak bitalayim, it might be worse. So if it's muhsak bitalayim, that's not a suffix issue. That's worse than a suffix issue. It's a cheskas issue. Someone say something?
Someone spoke. The difference between the soup and the wheat, the grain, meaning by the grain, you took out what you perceived to be the most problematic.
Good. There's another difference also. What's the other difference? When you grind grain, that's what you're supposed to do with grain. Right? Meaning, if there were no bugs in the grain, you know what you would do with it? You would grind it. Because that's how you make flour. The soup, you're not supposed to be grinding, and that's going to touch on, we'll come back to that when we discuss kavana levata. Right? That if the reason you're being mevatel has nothing to do with trying to be mevatel, it's just, that's what you do. That's how you make flour. You grind the grain. So then maybe it's not as bad. Okay. So I guess we'll stop there. And on Sunday, we'll get to the sugya of Mishnah's battle b'shvilo. I forgot to send out Mar Makomos this morning, but okay. And the relationship between Bittul Isser and Chatichanas and Nevela. Right, that's a Leibedik Rama and a long Shach. You got to take a look at that Shach, but he quotes from the Yisr Beheter that the Darkei Moshe quotes, and he doesn't quote in the Rama. That's a Leibedik little Parsha. So, Bez Hashem on Sunday, we'll get to all that stuff. Okay, I don't need this Mincha Minyan if you guys don't need it, because you told me yesterday about that other Mincha Minyan that happens in the building at like 5:55, so that works for me too. But if you want to daven here, I'm happy to daven here. So it's totally up to you. I'm not. No one should feel like guilty, like you have to daven here because of me. Good? Yeah,